WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Shipworks. Ship more in less time. You know, it's about time you called. You know, you never call, you never write. That's okay. We'll just sit here in the dark. 888-723-4630.
Hey, you. Pay attention.
Okay, that's our trivia contest today. Hey, you pay attention one.
Oh, brother.
It's something Griff said during this show. Listen up. Yeah. Going to give away a $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast Shipping Supplies. Here is the question. Who is Griff bringing to Vegas with him? Who is Griff bringing to Vegas with him?
Tito?
First caller with that answer. You know, a lot of hotels allow dogs now. You know that.
Yeah.
First caller at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, who knows the answer to who is Griff bringing to Vegas with him, will win that $25 gift certificate.
Mm-hmm. It could be you.
In case you missed it last week, we wanted to repeat this great tidbit. You get to work in your pajamas. But in episode 5 of eBay's Open for Business podcast called Embrace the Place,
yeah,
one seller had to step up his game.
So what got you into suits specifically?
Oh, I didn't wear the suits for the first few years. I actually wore really baggy cargo pants and oversized button-ups. But
that's funny.
What really attracted me about suits, I guess, was, again, it's a niche. I'm looking for something that I could dominate the market in. I'm looking for an area where I can find all the weaknesses and address them. T-shirts is too broad. Everybody wears them. Everybody sells them. I'm looking for a much smaller market.
At this point, Marty knew more about baggy cargo shorts than how to sell suits. He still had a lot to learn before he could even think about dominating the market.
I didn't have the majority of what people needed. I didn't have the styles they needed. It was just very, very limited. I thought I could open a suit store with less than 100 suits. There's 30 suit sizes, so that tells you there, you know, how much that is.
You can't open a suit store with 100 suits, but you can start selling them online.
And that's from episode 5 of eBay's Open for Business podcast titled Embrace the Place. Hear the whole story and subscribe via iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or RSS feed at ebay.com/openforbusiness.
I kind of want to hear the rest of it.
So, well, that you can do it by going there.
No, I want to hear it now.
So here's the deal about clothes for work. eBay sellers are lucky in that way.
Yeah, they don't have to buy suits unless they enjoy lounging around in them.
Yes. No suits. Women don't have to wear heels.
Unless they want to.
It's wonderful. Yeah. It's wonderful. That's one
of the greatest things
about working from home, of course.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you'd like to hear more, again, you can go to ebay.com/openforbusiness. Lots of good podcasts on there.
So, there it is.
Yep.
So,
want to go to the phone?
Do we have a call?
We absolutely do have a call.
Well, knock me over.
Yes. Chris from Fremont, Ohio, known on eBay as CM Enterprises. Hello, Chris. What's your question or comment?
Hi, I'm calling about the trivia question.
Yay. Oh, okay. And that trivia question was, who is Griff bringing to Vegas with him?
Is it Howie?
Yes!
Yes!
I just give $25 away for just practically nothing. You notice that?
Yes, exactly. Well, I wouldn't say Howie was practically nothing.
No, but
you know. I know what you mean.
It's a cute thing.
So we're going to have a booth set up for Howie so people can stop and bask in his wonderfulness.
So.
I will be in the bathroom, the restrooms, with a mop, cleaning up, you know, doing my job. But no, Howie will get all the glory this year.
He will.
And next year.
He's definitely going to
be
the
year
star.
After that.
So, Chris, what do you sell on eBay?
A little bit of everything, but mostly specialty foods.
What specialty foods?
Do you sell
Tell us more.
How about Yoo-Hoo's?
No Yoo-Hoo's, because that's kind of hard to send with the liquid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Right.
So what kind of food?
Yeah. Make us hungry.
Pretty much anything. I mean, a lot of it is stuff that's, like, regional. It's hard to get throughout the United States.
Yeah.
Such as?
I don't know.
Vermont maple syrup.
Certain kinds of potato chips, you know, things like that that are like local that, you know, somebody might have lived here and moved, say, from where I live to California, and they still want that certain potato chip, but can't get it.
You know what's hard to find? Wise potato chips. Does anybody remember Wise potato chips?
New England was a very big one.
Oh, in the South.
Yeah.
Very greasy and delicious.
Yeah.
You know, so...
I was watching Jeopardy last night, guys, and they were talking about one of the clues was Fluffernutter, and they said, "Yes, you don't even know what it is."
No, I don't.
It's a New England. It's marshmallow cream and peanut butter, and it was very popular when I was growing up in Massachusetts. But outside of New England, people don't really know about it. It's pure sugar. Mm. I mean, well, not really, but
I guess
it's called
a
Fluffernutter. I used to get them in my lunch basket, and it explains a lot about the weight I am right now.
So where do you find these things, Chris?
Oh, I have different suppliers.
Can you tell us on the air who they are?
No, of course he's not.
Of course he's not going to do
it. No, they're wholesalers.
Yeah, they're wholesalers. Oh, I love it when someone finds a niche. So, and you're doing okay with that, right?
Yeah, I've been doing it since 1998, so
I've
been doing well.
You're an old hand at this.
So what got you started? What were you doing before eBay?
It's a funny story. I actually worked for Microsoft.
Oh, tell us.
I was a sales rep for Microsoft, and when the recession started, Microsoft let a ton of people go, and I was one of the lucky ones to be let go, obviously. And the next day, I was sitting at the breakfast table with my son, and I looked at the cereal, and I was like, well, I wonder if you can get that in, say, England. So I listed some grocery items, which at that point I just went to the corner store and bought when they bought it from me. And the next day I started selling so much stuff, it was crazy. And it just grew since then.
That's fantastic.
Wow. So that was how long ago?
Well, that would have been 1998, so 19 years.
So your user ID is CM Enterprise. Is that one word?
It's C-M-.
Oh, that's why I can't find it.
C-M-Dash Enterprise.
So it's C-M-Dash Enterprise.
Enterprise is.
Okay.
That's really important, guys. We really need... Oh, look at all this wonderful... Oh, it's lots of snacky foods that you can't get everywhere.
Yeah, people love sugar.
Banana Twinkies? Get out of town. I had no idea there was such a thing. Are you trying to get me heavy?
Yeah, there's chocolate-covered Twinkies. There's any kind of Twinkie you could imagine, believe me.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is pretty cool. I thought about this, Lee, when I came... You know, I went to Australia a few years back, and I discovered a Cadbury... candy bar called Cherry Dark, which I just fell in love with. And you can only get them in Australia. And I thought, I should just buy a whole case of these, ship them back, and see if I can sell them. But, of course, the demand has to be there, so I don't know if there was.
I'm sure they are. If you search eBay, it's probably on there, somebody from Australia.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Let me try that.
Hmm.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
I'm hungry.
You are?
Yeah, and my Nutrisystem is supposed to be delivered today, so I guess I'm starting on it tomorrow or the next day.
Oh.
Yes. And
really?
It's supposed to keep... Yeah, you know what I'm doing, Griff? I'm doing the Nutrisystem D, the Nutrisystem Diabetic.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I found out that the only difference are two desserts. So everybody who's on Nutrisystem is on a really good diet for... If you're pre-diabetic or whatever, or diabetic. So it's very good.
Oh, look, there's tons of them. They're cherry ripe, by the way. But there's cherry ripe, and there was cherry ripe dark, and that was the one I can't find. But cherry ripe is on here. Look at all those.
So without yelling at me, I'm not looking at his stuff because it's what? C dash?
M.
Yes.
Dash.
Oh, another dash.
Yeah, there's more dashes than you know what to do with, dear.
Okay, C dash, M dash, Enterprise with an S.
Yes.
Enterprise is.
Yeah.
Okay.
The problem is I've had that username since 98, and at this point it's kind of tough to change.
Yeah, unless you found something better.
Rid of all the dashes, you know.
Wait, did you hear what he said? Unless you found something better, Griff said.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
he
I did
said,
hear
yeah.
that.
No, I didn't. Yeah, unless you found something better. I did say that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. But I've got so many customers that I've had since way back then. And
to make
sure that everyone would transfer with me would be a problem.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store Buttermilk Baking and Pancake Mix.
This is a very unusual concept. I like it. Here's some Smucker's butterscotch flavored ice cream topping. That's okay for a diabetic, isn't it? I'm gonna get it.
Where are the devil dogs? That's what I want to know.
Marshmallow flavored ice cream topping.
No devil dogs.
Oh, how am I not going to buy this? I have to buy it. Oh, I can't. Oh. My sugar level just went up thinking about it.
Chef Boyardee, remember that from childhood?
Oh, Chef Boyardee.
What mother didn't open up a can of Chef Boyardee?
Well, we thought that was like, you know, haute cuisine.
I knew the difference.
He's a chef.
No, I knew the difference.
Chef, well, we did too. We were an Italian-American family, but.
Chocolate fudge-covered Twinkies.
Oh, honey bunches of oats with chocolate. This is just killing me.
So let me make sure I understand this, Chris. So these are just things from your area where you live.
Yeah, it's stuff that's offered where I live. I'm sure there's tons of other things, but I try to pick the unusual things. Things that, like, I know you can't just find anywhere, you know?
Remember a couple years back, I remember the M&M's was experimenting with different flavors, and they had one that was coconut M&M's. And there was, you couldn't find them in every market.
Ooh.
And they were selling for a fortune on eBay.
Chris.
Well, Chris, this was great fun. Thanks for calling. Please. And continued success with your high-calorie special treats.
Send to me, please, contest@voicemarketing.com.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Shipworks. Stay tuned. We have one more segment left today on eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific, for example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 406.
Giving good customer service. Nancy Nelson is known on eBay as top-rated seller My Vintage Cat and an eBay educator. She says don't send that package off without a note inside.
Not only are you missing a marketing opportunity, a branding opportunity, when I don't see anything in the package, you know, it doesn't give me that good fuzzy feeling. What I do, I use eBay's packing slip template and I customize that and I do a little note. It confirms with the buyer that, here, this is what I bought. It also reinforces the fact that I am there for them. I give them a customer service message. If you have any problems at all, please contact me. And I think it makes a big difference.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back
back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
Unbelievable. End of the show. I can't believe this time went that fast. Today's closing segment is brought to you by Bulk. B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source.
Have you ever ordered food on eBay?
I have.
I did one time. What did you order?
I've ordered, so many different things. I can't remember offhand. I know I ordered some Indian spices, and I ordered some of those mixes of like fennel seeds and other things that you can chew on at an Indian restaurant, like
to
freshen your breath.
Well, that's not embarrassing. Mine is embarrassing.
What is yours?
I actually ordered a box 2 months ago of devil dogs.
Why is that embarrassing?
We cannot get them in California, and they're a childhood favorite.
And you had
a craving. And every now and then I needed one, so I ordered it for the first time 2 months ago.
You know what I loved when I was a kid?
What?
Ring Dings. Drake's Cakes.
Yeah, anything by Drake.
Do they have Ring Dings on eBay now? I'm not seeing it.
They
desserts.
Do, yeah, because here...
Ring Dings!
They do have Ring Dings.
Oh, why did you bring this up?
Oh. Ring Dings.
Oh, I can't eat these. Yes, I can. Can I have a few? No, you can't have any. Can I have one? No.
No.
Can I have, come on.
No.
I'm arguing with myself.
Yeah, here they are. Ring Dings. Drake's Cakes Ring Dings. $6.50. Buy it now. Okay,
anyway.
We're ready to do the seller events?
No, I can't talk now because I'm salivating.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
I'll try.
You're welcome. You can always count on me. To mess up your diet, your life.
It's so true. It was doing so well. And then on April 19th, 2017, the Casa Grande online eBay sellers group meetup will take place at the Cookie Jar. Jeez, the torture just doesn't stop. At Casa Grande, Arizona, it'll be a Q&A. It starts at 5:30 p.m. that Wednesday, the 19th of April. It goes to 7:30 p.m. Wi-Fi will be available if you want to bring a laptop.
Then on the next day, on April 20th, the Minnesota eBay Sellers Group Meetup is taking place from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Gee, they got to find a place.
The place is to be announced. So if you go on our website to the, you know, where we keep the podcast, the archive site, you can click on that Minnesota eBay Sellers Group Meetup and maybe they'll announce it.
Is everything booked in Minnesota? They couldn't find
apparently.
Any place? Minnesota's a popular place, don't you know?
What about on the 23rd?
Well, I'm glad you asked because that's the day that the Central Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup will take place in Buenaventura Lakes Branch Library in Kissimmee, Florida. It starts on Sunday, April 23rd at 1 p.m., goes to 3 p.m., and eBay Selling and Marketing Plus, how to identify and value antiques and collectibles, will be the topics.
With whom?
Well, you probably have never heard of these two, but there's this couple going around. Will Seipel, I think is his name, and maybe Robin Levin, and they work for this company called Worth Point?
Yeah.
Is that right?
So they're going to be Central Florida, they're going to be in Kissimmee, Florida, and then the very next day on April 24th.
Because this is all Dana and she never stops.
The Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup in the Villages.
Right.
Belvedere Library in the Villages, Florida from 3 to 5 p.m. eBay Selling, Identifying Antiques and Collectibles, and Email Marketing. Speakers, Will Seipel and Robin Levin from Worth Point.
Oh, and guess what?
What?
The next day, April 25th, which is a Tuesday, from 6 p.m.
I'm so tired. Oh, my God.
The Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen in Ocala, Florida, at the Wyomena Baptist Church. The topic will be eBay Selling, eBay Marketing, and How to Identify Antiques and Collectibles, and Deja Vu. Guess who's going to transport themselves
Will
there.
And Robin from Worth Point and
a rep
from
USPS.
Absolutely. Then the Bay Area eBay Sellers Group Meetup. Yeah,
that's next Tuesday.
That's the one where you can find Griff from 7
hope.
To 9 p.m. San Jose, California at the eBay headquarters. The topic is optimizing your eBay store. And the presenters will be Griff and the eBay stores team. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Also on April 26th, on April 26, 2017, that Dana is at it again with the Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group meetup in Gainesville, Florida at the USPS sorting facility there. It starts Wednesday the 26th at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is eBay selling, eBay marketing, email marketing, and how to identify antiques and collectibles. And the speakers will be Will Seipel and Robin Levitt of Worth Point and a rep from USPS.
And, of course, that is a great idea for anybody. If you want to start a meetup and you're trying to find a place to have it, go talk to USPS.
Good talk.
Because this isn't the first city we've heard of where the USPS has allowed eBay seller groups to meet on their property. So you might want to get in touch with them. Meanwhile, the Central Valley eBay Sellers Group meetup is happening in Tracy, California, 1:30 to 3 p.m. at Panera Bread. The topic, optimizing your eBay store for best results. Please buy lunch or a beverage.
On April 27th, the Jacksonville eBay Sellers Group meetup will happen at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the USPS sorting facility in Gainesville, Florida. The topic is eBay selling, eBay marketing, and how to identify antiques and collectibles. Speakers will be Will Seipel, Robin Levin, Worth Point, and a representative from USPS.
I wonder if they're ever going to rest. Then on April 29th, this is our last one for the month, eBay Oklahoma Sellers Group Meetup is taking place from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Interurban. It's called Interurban in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Topic, every aspect of eBay selling at the group's first in-person meetup.
How
congratulations.
Cool is that? That's very cool.
To eBay Oklahoma Sellers Group meetup. Brand new. And then we have one May 5th. You might as well do it.
Well, it's a Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. It'll take place Friday, May 5th, 2017 from 6:45 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. The topic will be a planning session for upcoming trips to area estate sales.
Griff and I have thoroughly enjoyed today. It was fun.
It was fun. We'll see you on Thursday, though.
Yes.
This segment was brought to you by Bulk. We'll be live again on Thursday, April 20th, 2017, with eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific. Join us then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.